You smoke weed today? Don't smoke weed. Don't smile. Be a man. Hey, you know what? And look us in the eye. To teach you a lesson now, look us in the eye when you talk to us.
All right? Listen, Shooter's gallery is always interesting. Look at this guy.
All right, let's go. What episode is this?
51.
This is 51.
Did you guys record it already?
We just did one.
50, yeah.
Okay.
This is episode 51.
All right.
We've
got to be
guest.
Quick because we have a juvenile delinquent here with us.
Yes, that we got to get
Who's
home.
Who's looking us in the eye now?
He's 18 and a half-ish.
I'm going to fucking slap him around a little when I get up.
All right, episode 51.
51.
Got a guest here.
Dick Butkus.
We got Harmon Killebrew here.
Yeah. Crash a podcast. Be a man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mr. Mike Lush is back.
Oh, yeah. Loving it.
And Johnny Bott. Right, what do you got going on tonight, Harmon?
Columbia?
Listen, China? You coming?
I don't know. I may not come back.
You might not.
I don't think I'll come
If I didn't
back.
Have a parole officer, I wouldn't be back. I'll tell you that.
You ever go to China? You been to China, Harmon?
No.
Really?
No, just, not literally.
Yeah. That's the thing we were just talking about.
Finger blasting.
Yeah. So how is Lushy here? How are you tied into this?
Oh, sports. Yeah. Sports and life, yeah.
You know these guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good guys, I mean.
Nice.
We had an episode before we talked about sports. It's just sports come together. You know, you just meet random people. It's like us.
Yeah, through softball.
You know?
No,
like,
I didn't even know
meeting
what
your
you
family,
were there.
Yeah, meeting the family and stuff. And I played, his family in softball. Before his family and, his brother Carlo and stuff. And, the Barbarians and the Hunt, you know.
Named after me.
Yeah. So isn't it funny, Mike? I told you, like, sports just different people, man. You get around.
Sports and broads.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing
you
better.
Go with a broad and you meet the fucking sister's friends and shit and the family. Yeah.
It's the best. So what are you doing tonight? How'd you end up over here?
Tonight, I did an appearance down at a brewery. I forget the name of it. And it was for a little girl that died.
Oh.
Yeah, raising money for Doug Kayed. He's a sports writer.
All right.
So it was down there. It was next to Dave Andrews, who's a big Be A Man fan. Yeah. I didn't know it was him. He must have lost like 100 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Looks good. Pop Douglas was there. A lot of sports writers. So I was down there hanging out. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Quick hit. All then these guests got make us feel small. Then, all these great things for the community.
My nephew has a thing going. He
it's
runs
kind
a
of top secret, right?
But Boston Bags.
My company's not secret.
Oh, okay. All right.
Boston Bags.
But he does have a secret.
Yeah. So he was right next door to where I was. And I was there. I was, he's like, let's go to see the podcast guys. You know.
So come on over for a second. Let's tell us what Boston Bags does. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Let's go.
Tell us what Boston Bags is all about.
Boston Bags is about two things. Making money. Talking to broads. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's a Cornell Entertainment
But company. You had me at that. I was getting ready to sponsor you.
I'm a salesman.
It's a
Cornell Entertainment company. So we're on leagues, tournaments, corporate events, fundraisers. I hooked up with Harmon at my last fight. I fought in Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah.
We hooked up there and he just told me I was his nephew. I said, all right, you don't say no to a guy like him. So we've been kind of working together since then.
Yeah,
he popped
I thought you were
tonight.
His nephew. I really,
me?
Yeah.
You don't see the family resemblance?
Yeah, no, you are his nephew.
Couple
that's
handsome guys.
I am half Irish. You know
he adopted me.
Irish
and,
Catholic.
He's not, like I said, he's not a guy you say no to. I said, all right, I guess I got an uncle.
Yeah.
Didn't have any before. I might have two.
That's yeah, absolutely. So tell everyone your name.
I'm Maury. I'm nothing special, but Yeah, every once in a while.
Old country. Like, a lot going on. Where will they find out about you?
We'll see it in February.
Yeah, we'll see it in February.
Can we talk about what's happened in February? No, okay.
I'm going to get sued.
We can talk about Rough and Rowdy.
It's really a big deal. It's really a big deal. And like you said, they'll know in February, whatever. It is what it is. But the Rough and Rowdy, are you going to do that again or anything?
I'd love to. And if this ever gets out there, Nikki Smokes, Barstool Sports, you're a fucking pussy. I'll slap you around. I'll see you in the ring, you little bitch.
There we
go. Hey. Right. I like that.
I got a little bit of flow.
I like Nikki a little bit.
I don't know him. I heard about
him. You don't want to know him.
Yeah. Nikki Smokes.
Is he a black kid?
No.
No, white kid.
No, I didn't. Same thing.
I'm not trying to start a race.
Yeah. No, I didn't know. I don't know who he is.
He already started about five of them.
Yeah,
don't worry
about it.
Remember the Titans, my favorite movie.
So Nikki Smokes.
Nikki Smokes.
I've heard like he's controversial in the Barstool world.
Yeah, I want
he's banging all the broads or something?
No.
In the office or whatever?
He's a punk.
Is he?
No, porno hates himself.
Nikki Smokes sounds kind of fucking weird, no?
Yeah. Well, you get the other guy, Tommy Smokes, who works with
him.
He's
fine, Tommy's cool. Tommy's cool. When Nikki Smokes is all
one. What about Pop Smokes?
Element.
Where's the next Rough and Rowdy?
It was supposed to be this weekend.
Oh, really?
It was supposed to be this weekend, Mahomes against Rocker.
John.
Yeah, Rock. I was going to be working it.
Yeah. But, so listen, do you think that was staged?
Yes and no. I mean, I heard both.
What do you think? He threw the drink.
I didn't really see the video. I saw part of the video.
John Rock is an absolute madman.
He's a fucking animal.
He is a mental case.
He follows me.
Fucking animal.
Does he?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, John Rocker follows me. He started following me one day.
Good.
That is good. Great.
Dude, Boston Manufacturing Company there, you know?
Yeah.
My guy.
Henry.
Yeah. So, yeah, due to him, Rocker started following me.
Oh,
somehow,
cool.
You know what I mean? But nice. Rocker's been quiet lately.
Yeah, well, I wish that fight was going on. I'd be at the weigh-ins right now.
Where was it supposed to be?
Down in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, they love you down there. They love being down in West Virginia.
They all have small brains like me. We get along.
That's great.
I was talking to you about, you know, the comedy show you did, and he's like, Mike, you should probably come on and talk for a little bit. And like I said, before you come in here, I go, you know, Harmon's the best. He comes in, you know, like he says, I'll give you 3 minutes. Everyone will be laughing. And, you know, that's it. whatever he says. And then he's like, hey, it's all I got.
I just had to give a speech at the place I was at. I didn't know what's his name. Fitzy called me up. A little awkward at first, but I had to, you know, about palm of my hand by the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
I was like,
know?
I don't know. I think I tell everybody I'm not a comedian. I'm good for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what the girls tell me too.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah, I've seen that movie a few times.
That's it. Like my partner Joe was like, he is. He's like, if you could learn to do stand up, we'd be millionaires. I'm all, never gonna happen.
Yeah.
Never.
Just walking around Planet Fitness in Saugus. You're doing a pretty good stand-up. Everybody's on these fucking machines. I called you. I wanted to know if you were at the gym. Get me a fucking machine. Everybody's on these fucking machines. Yeah. Oh, he's hilarious.
I was walking in there, and every time I go in there, the Saugus one, the benches are always full, right? So I literally was going to text him and say, is there ever a fucking empty bench here?
He texted me tonight. I said, I'm on my way to a podcast with Mike.
I look up and he's on the fucking treadmill.
Yeah,
right to my right there. It was like,
because I was just
message
text
from
you.
God.
Yeah, I worked out with that one a couple of times. Yeah. Jonathan Williams. You know Jonathan?
No.
Oh, he's a good kid. Good
I like
kid.
That top you got there.
Yeah, it's sharp, right?
You got any in double X?
I told you look good today.
Yeah. Oh, the color's unbelievable. Oh, yeah.
Fucking pornographic.
Yeah, this was down in the garage somewhere. I saw it hanging on the hook. I was checking the pockets, see if there was any money in it.
Yeah.
You know how you do that once in a while? The other day, I found some money. I pulled it out. It was like a 5 and 21s. I was like,
why not?
You know, when you feel it, you know, you hope it's
better than nothing, right?
Yeah, better than
$100 bill.
Yeah, free money. Free money. Yeah. You know?
Love free money.
So, Lush, how did you meet Harmon here?
Sports. I mean, yeah, just playing sports. And
softball?
It started off with basketball over at the JCC and Marblehead.
I don't play basketball. I'm a hockey player. But my brothers are basketball players.
Yeah.
I hate running.
Basketball.
I like to skate and elbow people in the head.
Baseball.
I was telling them I'm a hockey guy.
Yeah.
So start off with basketball. Then I came to softball. And then we just became like close. Yeah. You know, I played one season with them, like with the Barbarians. and the hunt, and the shit talk is just so unbelievable. Yeah. And you know, his brother Carlo is just as witty as he is. You know, he says some shit and you're just like, wow.
I love it.
Carlo has, I tell everybody, Carlo has all the talent in the family.
Oh,
I'm a fucking moron. He's fucking,
he's a funny bastard. The whole family are funny bastards. So I was like, I got to play with this team full time. Play with them full time is the best.
Yeah, Kyle is a good guy. I met him when we went to that thing in Linfield that night.
Yeah, that's right. That was like,
what was that?
No, that was before Christmas.
Yeah, we were just getting a little Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like a little impromptu thing. Yeah.
And I got the book, the Be a Man book.
Yeah. That's right. Did you read it? It takes about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I tell people, if you want to read 100 books in a year and you're on number 99 at 11:45 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You can read my book
to
get
to
number 100. Take you less than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures, big print.
You autographed it for me.
It's awesome. Yeah.
The Bean Shooter. My guy, Harmon Killebrew.
Yeah.
How'd you get the name Harmon Killebrew?
When I was a little kid, about 9 or 10, I hit a home run. There's this kid, Larry Moran, who played football at BC. He was driving by, he's a convertible stud quarterback, right? Hit a home run. Went over his head and he fucking stood up and yelled, Harmon Killebrew, like that. And it just stuck. Like,
wow. I was thinking of something, you know, beers or something. Yeah. You know, I didn't, that's, that was just.
I can kill a brew if I have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just stuck like fucking 50 years later.
Holy shit, huh?
Yeah.
From way back then.
Way back then.
Good shit. Where is he now?
He's still around. Yeah, he's still a handsome. He looks like Bobby Orr with white hair.
This guy. Yeah.
Handsome bastard still. The whole family, they're all handsome guys.
Yeah. Very fortunate.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Lush's family.
Yeah, this guy's another one. And he's got all the aesthetic.
Movie star.
Props. Yeah, I got the teeth in Columbia for fucking $400. What do you want me to do? I don't know. They took care of me.
Listen, Mike, you got a lot of East Boston connections on the show. I got to tell you.
Saratoga Street.
It's East Boston.
I grew up right across the street from Javelli's.
Born and raised, buddy. Yeah.
Right across the street from Javelli's I grew up.
Remember I was doing a roof there? I was doing a roof there in East Boston. Yeah, and I sent him the thing around Saratoga Street.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's my porno right name, Angelo Saratoga.
Yeah, yeah. I know this. Yeah, that's your Instagram page, right?
I love it.
Angelo Saratoga. Did you know that?
Listen, we got some porn stars.
Yeah.
Trying to get an OnlyFans page. I got a bunch of porn stars for you.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So where's Joe tonight? He didn't go out with you?
Joe's was editing a bunch of shit. We got a lot of shit coming up, a lot of shit we're working on.
Yeah.
I talked to him. I sent him some pictures of where we just were.
Well, I know usually when you do an appearance, something he's out, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, unless, you know, we have my nephew helps me out and a couple other people here and there, you know. I don't know where we're going on Marathon Day, but I'm going to go fucking mental in Boston.
You going to the marathon?
I'll be in there somewhere.
I think
I'll be at the game. I'm going to go fucking nuts.
I'm going to holler at you. This guy says he don't go over here. Mike says I don't do marathons.
The Celtics parade was great.
Yeah, that was good. We had a hookup to get inside when we get tired. Right?
Yeah.
Eating free food.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. The
I texted him today, my buddy. I'll come over to the park right on Marathon Monday.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no way.
He
can't even get near there. Yeah. They closed the street off.
I was down there today. I took some snaps down there.
Yeah.
Down on Boylston Street.
See the cops at the finish line today shooting at the
pinball? Shot a dog or something, right?
Yeah.
But they missed him. Then they ended up tasing him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you fucking
shoot a dog being there?
You seen the one on the side. Remember shooting the deer?
Awesome. Side of the highway, the fucking cop, Sadie pulls up the knife. Boom! I was driving by and
blasted him. Mike got his whole face.
you can't park there. Sorry, buddy, can't park there.
You know, I got
people
one.
Like, that's cruelty to animals.
I got a video of Mike saying we're in Columbia, and there's a guy got into an accident in the middle of the street. I got the camera going. Mike saying, hey, you can't park there. I'm like, Mike, they don't understand.
No, but I'm telling you to say it in Spanish and he wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? Johnny speaking fluent Spanish. I'm like, well, how do you say it in Spanish? You know?
We better cut that part out about the Irish girl, by the way.
I told you.
I was just talking about you earlier. I was in Columbia and he's driving down the street and he sends me a video. He says, tattoo your name on a broad's ass. Be a man. And an hour later, I send him,
Bean Shooter 20 or something like that.
40.
Bean Shooter 40.
No, the disrespect.
But I'm saying, how long ago did he say that?
A month ago.
Oh, okay.
When you guys are down.
Oh, when we were there last. So 40, yeah. 40. I was going to get you 41. I don't know.
That wasn't at all one. He sent it to me.
I don't know why you guys go down there. The girls are kind of ugly.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to him.
That's why we don't go no more.
That's why we don't go no more. We're going to go to Ireland.
We're plotting.
No. Was that your first time down there?
Yeah.
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 Tremendous. Met a girl?
A couple. Yeah. I got a lot of flack because they said they looked young. I don't know. Do people go get old hookers when they get?
Who's giving you flack?
Well, I mean, they had a couple things to say about it. I had a girl on the boat. She looked young.
So what? Your business. If everybody worried about themselves, the world would be a better place.
Listen, I tell people, I don't have enough time to comment on my friend's stuff. Forget about say something negative about somebody else.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't see anything. Very rarely do I see what's going on.
It's better off. People are like, oh, did you see these comments? I'm like, no, I try to read them. Like, last year there's a lot of good comments on this thing, but I try not to go on because then I'll see what the
you're
fuck.
You're on Instagram, right?
No.
What happened to your Instagram page? He was talking about the comments on YouTube when I had him on.
On YouTube, yeah.
I had him on.
A couple comments. One lady's like, yeah, he's lying. What the fuck? What am I lying about? I'm a practice hero. What am I going to be lying about, lady? You know?
Yeah.
Then one of the guys like, oh, he sounds sick. No, I'm not fucking sick. I just sound fucking very retarded sick. A little bit.
Just
yeah.
in the head.
Yeah, that's it.
Very sick.
Dude, what? How many followers did you have?
About fucking 78,000.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, I did. I was talking about doing anal, and people loved it. I was fucking this broad. I took her out. I was banging this broad, and
that's another thing. What's on?
So I took her to KFC. And so whatever, we went to KFC, watched a movie. And I was fucking her in the ass, and when I pulled my dick out, there was a piece of corn on it. Whatever. So the people loved it. It was a hit.
Was it an onion ring?
Yeah, it was a fucking hit. It was just a hit. Yeah, they loved it. So it was great. And then I had to delete after that. I was like, oh boy, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, this podcast will be about 8 minutes long.
So do you get flack for stuff on the podcast? You gotta watch
YouTube
it.
Sucks. Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Oh, that's right.
On YouTube, but other things you can get away with, right?
Well, it depends.
Like Twitter. Twitter's
Twitter.
Pretty,
yeah, I gotta.
Twitter's the best.
I gotta stop posting Twitter more.
Twitter. Yeah. My friends got.
I need
my
a Joe. Can you get me a Joe?
A Joe.
I need another. I need a Joe. You know. I'm a Jew.
I'm a Jew. Your nephew.
There's another word we can't say.
I'm here. It's cool. You're sanctioned. I'm in the room.
Yeah, that's how it works. You
I mean, think about what I was saying earlier about the black kid right next to me. It's fine. Yeah, I can get away with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Nikki Smokes?
Nikki Smokes.
Oh, what, Tommy? It's Nikki.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him get pulverized.
Yeah,
I
see that.
Oh, yeah. You get to see his fight, Rough and Rowdy.
Yeah?
He fucking outclassed this kid. Portnoy says he's the only good boxer, right?
Oh, best really? So you're throwing jabs and straight right hands?
You know Bobby Lang?
Yeah.
Yeah, he trains
with
him.
Where did I see you? Where did I see you last time?
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, here, I see
you. Yeah, he trains with him.
Where's the gym?
Bobby Lang's a fucking animal.
Bobby trained at Core Box in Braintree.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we sparred every Friday. We're going to get him up there for one of them if you guys want to come.
Yeah, let me know when.
We'll beat the fuck out of each other. You guys can
yell. I'll watch you guys. I don't want to get in the ring.
I grew up around gyms and fighting.
I don't want to show my skills.
I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Yeah. Been a minute.
I got it.
Going to get Dickie. Bring Dickie up there. I talk to Dickie today every
Dickie
year.
Dickie Eklund?
Yeah, every
How's
year.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Every
year. That's Mickey's uncle, right?
Mickey's brother.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep.
His older brother.
Yep.
But every year we go to the Boxing Hall of Fame in June. Now I'm like, that's another thing I got to go to. I'm going to go to the Golden Gloves, the Nationals.
But you get great content there, though.
Yeah, I do.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's just all about the content nowadays.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Everything, right? Everything we do.
I know. We're in a fucking bubble.
Yeah, I know.
It's an internet bubble.
It's kind of strange, but I don't know. It's fucking.
Yeah, I mean. I'm just a fucking idiot. I mean, I'll be the same idiot I've been my whole life.
Yeah. Not going to change for nothing.
No.
But you go out. Yeah. When you go to other places, like, I mean, I was just in Colombia. I got stopped in the airport twice. You know, being one guy was from Canada. But I know you because of TikTok with, you know, millions of followers, right?
Yeah.
That no matter where you go, like here, I'm around here, obviously. I'll be, you know, the fucking kids and everything. I'm real well known, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But you, like, it's national now, right?
International.
International. Yeah. Yeah, we have so the Maury works with the what's the name, New England Free Jacks?
Yeah.
He's the PA guy for the New England Free Jacks rugby team.
All right.
And all those guys are like from Australia, New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
They're all big BM Man fans. I met a bunch of them the other day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Global. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is.
Yeah, yeah. Global.
I was in
global
yeah,
reach.
Other countries. Yeah, it's crazy.
I was in Vegas with my buddies last year and kids I grew up with. And there's like people from all different countries coming up from Ireland, England, all these different countries. And I was on the down low, just a regular hat on, sunglasses.
I was just going to say that all he's going to do is take off his hat,
go back,
and throw on sunglasses. Yeah, you walked in the casino that night. I didn't know, literally, like, you know, I mean, obviously I know who it is, but you know, you put the hat on backwards and the BM Man shirt, and it's like, holy shit, you know what I mean?
Looking for attention.
That's it. My girlfriend died.
What was that girl's name?
I don't know.
Hey, Amy. Amy, my girlfriend's dead.
Yeah, my girlfriend's dead. She's like, what the fuck?
You talked to two Colombian girls that night. Well, that was the opening line, wasn't it?
My girlfriend's dead. It's a great
icebreaker. Up in the room and everything. The girls had to work.
Hey, it's a great icebreaker.
Yeah.
You know? My girlfriend's dead.
Use it that night later on,
right?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, those girls.
They were so hot.
Oh, my God.
That night.
Was a good night. All right.
That's a whole other story for another day.
What a rocket. Mr. Lush, I got to take off. I wish I could fucking do this more, but I got
to. This is good. Shot and sweet.
Shot and sweet.
Yeah, just kind of like my 51. My bits.
What do you got going on after this?
This is the Be a Man version of a podcast. What do you got? Like a minute long.
That's it.
What do you got going on after this?
We'll talk. I don't want to say it on here. I got some shit we got to talk about.
All right. And I can't wait to drop the news. Don't worry. I mean,
you're gonna hear it here first.
You'll hear it here first. All right, that's it. 51. A little impromptu.
Nice little
podcast.
Impromptu.
Yeah,
would be a man. And how's John Fiore?
John's doing great.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
Got to get together with him soon. He just saw Nick Cave the other night. You know the guy, Nick Cave.
Why do I know
the
that?
The singer.
All right,
he does like haunting lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw him. I don't know where he saw him, but I saw that online.
Great guy, John.
Oh, the best.
Good stuff.
Fucking craziest person in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, my, he's nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know him crazy. Like that.
In a good way, though.
Yeah. Like all of us, right?
Yeah.
Aren't we all crazy?
Yeah. I think we all got a little touch of it.
You know it.
We're all dented cans fucked in the head.
All right, listen, Justin, you got your hands full in this one. All right, 51 in the books. He always shoots from the hip for ice coffee.